Westlock. Westlock County Councilors have gotten a first look at the municipality's first-ever Parks and Open Spaces Standards Guide, a 94-page document that will provide a template for the development and upgrading of future and existing facilities and open spaces, including community parks, and allow for clarity on budget preparations and project planning. Councilors spent close to 30 minutes at their May 16 committee of the whole meeting going over the draft document, which includes everything from signage guidelines for parks, campgrounds, and municipal and environmental reserves, to how fences, picnic tables, benches, and garbage bins should look. The municipality currently operates the Long Island Lake Campground as well as Rainbow Park, just east of the town of Westlock, along with community parks such as the Vimy and Picardville playgrounds and numerous local parks and special use areas. The briefing to council further notes that there are numerous parcels of undeveloped lands that are held as municipal and environmental reserves, water treatment facilities, and stormwater management facilities owned by the county, and the reserve lands have the potential to provide future recreational services or act as open spaces for environmental stewardship. A list of acceptable trees and plant life is also included in the guide, as is a standard for an outdoor skating rink, volleyball court, and horseshoe pit. The document also includes the design standard for washrooms, an issue that came up in April after councilors rejected a proposed $98,258 replacement of one of the Long Island Lake outhouses. Recalling that debate, Reeve Christine Weiss said the short-term pain, via the high cost, would have been offset by the long-term gain of a more permanent, good-quality structure. It was evident to me, following that debate, that we needed a base starting document, and I think we're getting close to having that established, said Sao Tony Kulbiski. Community Services Coordinator Adrian Finnegan, who said work on the document actually began in late 2022, told councillors they were now looking for feedback and direction. Kulbiski said in a follow-up interview he expects additional tweaks to the document before it comes back for approval this summer. Due to the cost of the proposed outhouse replacement at Long Island, we felt that at this time it is more important for us to look at our guidelines and how we want to see Westlock County amenities looking before we start presenting other options, Finnegan said. This is a level of service document we're talking about. We can't pretend to know seven different thoughts in terms of what council wants, so if council adopts or gets closer to adopting a guide document like this, then we can bring forward budget documents in the future that are basically tied to this level of service, added Kulbiski. Once we have consistency and we're all on the same page, it makes it so much easier going forward. But we need council to give us direction on what you're comfortable with. Cown. Stuart Fox Robinson called the standards important for us, but also questioned whether some would be applicable to Westlock County. But he, along with the rest of council, thanked administration as it's clear a lot of work has gone into producing this, while we said the document was transparent, and the diagrams detailing the designs were especially helpful. I do think it's important that we standardize. But there's a lot of data here and I don't know that I've had enough time to go through all of it, said Fox Robinson, noting the document was only accepted as information at the meeting. So, I would encourage my colleagues to review this in detail, and I think that further discussion will be important. Kulbiski admitted that once the document is finalized, administration will come back with an action plan that county council can afford. He also told councillors that life cycle costing will also be added to help make council make an informed decision at that point. It's not something that we're going to rush and do in 1 year because that would cost a lot of money. But if we have a standard, then we provide the game plan to get us to that standard over time, said Kulbiski. We'll come up with a 3 to 4 year plan that gets us to a certain level. Fox Robinson agreed with Kulbiski that by creating a standard, the only question councillors will need to answer is the funding. Calling Long Island Lake a jewel, Fox Robinson said these guidelines would probably roll out there initially and envisions that every year we chip off one more project. The reality is that with the standardization across the board, then we just have to apply a budget to it. It will be easier for us, our residents and administration, said Fox Robinson. I think it's a great idea. But I don't think we want to take too long to dwell on it, added Deputy Reeve Ray Marquette. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.